This is Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools, the North Shore School District 112. We're a pre-K through 8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers, its students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. Hi, this is Mike Lubelfeld, Superintendent of Schools, and I'm coming to you today with an update on safety and security. And before I go over the details and before I get into the nuts and bolts, I want to let you know that we have a board meeting on Tuesday, July 26th. Our board meetings are here live in person at the administrative offices. We'll also be doing a live broadcast so people can watch live or after the fact. And I simply want to state at the beginning that I come to you not only as your superintendent of schools and as an educational leader, but also as a human being and as a father of two teenage children, and a husband of my wife, and as someone who is feeling alongside of each and every one of you with what we've been going through as a direct result of the tragic events of July 4th here in Highland Park, and also of events prior to that from a safety and security perspective. I care, I feel, I empathize. I'm also here to do my job and share that with you, but I just want to point that out, that some of you are very ready to hear the messages that I have, and some of you are very interested and up to date. Others of you, right now, you really can't listen to this, and I respect that, I understand that. Others of you are focused on certain things or unifocused, and wherever you are, that's okay. I simply want to state, affirm, validate that there's a lot of feelings and a lot of emotions. Here in the school district, I want to share with you what's going on. And I know there's a lot of information that I've shared via email and other areas. So today in this video update, it's a preview of what we're going to talk about on Tuesday. I say this with an open heart and an open mind, and beyond just being the superintendent who's got a job to do, but as a guy who's feeling alongside with you as a father and as a human being. You probably know this, but again, sometimes it bears repeating. Security and safety has been an ongoing commitment in School District 112, not just in reaction to events, and certainly not just in reaction to what we've just experienced as a community, but for many years. In 2014, we had an audit. 2018, there were safety vestibules implemented at campuses. And as we go on, we make improvements. In 2018, we started the ALICE training partnership that I'll talk a little bit more about. We also had another audit in 2018, and we've implemented those recommendations since then. In June, I asked the Board of Education to approve another security audit. It's part of an ongoing commitment. We ask experts in the field who know about this, what's the right thing that schools like ours are supposed to do to make sure that we're safe inside and outside? So again, June 14th, our board approved a contract with a gentleman named Paul Tim, who runs a company, FEA. In 2022, this summer, we've been making other investments that I'll highlight in this brief video message, and some upgrades to our security in our facilities. But I also want to talk with you about some research that I'm part of with our team that we're going into regarding various solutions. I don't know if we're going to implement these or if we're going to implement them sooner or later. I simply want you to know we are listening and we are investigating guards, detection devices, and other things. But I really want to share with you here that the work we're doing is not out in a vacuum. And we always look to the experts in the field. In this case, back in 2019-2020, the Illinois Terrorism Task Force, and I hate to even say those words in a message to our community, but the Illinois Terrorism Task Force had a school safety working group. They made recommendations to people like us who work in public schools here in Illinois. And I want you to know, and we'll go over this in greater detail Tuesday night, but I wanted to take the point right now to share with you, and I don't know if you're going to get this in video and audio or written form. We're trying to get as many forms of communication as we can. But the experts in school safety talk about three ways to look at this: behavioral assessment, and that goes with the audits we did in 2014, 2018, and the audit we're actually starting immediately right now in 2022. The concept of hardening of facilities, the physical security that I'll talk with you about. And then something that I don't know that I've talked with you about enough, and that's the response protocol. So in today's video message, I want to share with you recommendations from experts. How does District 112 handle it now, and what might we do in the future? You may know that we have behavioral assessment teams. Dr. Holly Colleen, our assistant superintendent, oversees and runs it. You may not know that we have nearly 30 mental health personnel, social workers, psychologists, directly devoted to providing social emotional support in the school district. This year, we're increasing the full-time equivalency for social workers across the district, and we're adding a half-time district-wide person in all schools. This is new. We'll have at least one full-time social worker, not necessarily someone shared between campuses. In addition, we have on the books intergovernmental agreements, IGAs, with the Highland Park Police, the Highwood Police. We also work with the Lake County Sheriff and the Regional Office of Education. You may know we have a Highland Park Police officer, a school resource officer, signed to District 112. Some stuff I don't know that we share enough with you, and I wanted to take the time here to share with you. We also have school-wide strategies, restorative practices, de-escalation, also relationship building. We use things like Second Step, Calm Classroom, Sown to Grow, CPI training or crisis prevention. We also have PBIS, Positive Behavioral Intervention and Supports. We have Leader in Me. We have Tiger Stripes, Panda Stars, Champs, and other programs designed to help the social emotional relationship with students so they feel safe and comfortable sharing with us how to respond. We also have Text a Tip and Safe to Help Illinois. These are reporting tools, confidential 24/7. Right now in real time, we're researching Stop It. We'll have more information for you in the next few weeks. And District 112 has a tip line. And when you get a link to these slides, you can have a link to these resources. And we encourage you to share that with your children. In terms of hardening the facilities, the Illinois Terrorism Task Force came up with various layers, five layers. There's differences for early elementary, there's differences for elementary, middle, high school, university, so on and so forth. But I want to share with you, layer one that talks about adding video surveillance, signage for messaging and communication, we're upping our work in that regard this summer across the schools. Layer two, exterior door double locks. So both the exterior and interior doors will require a buzz in. That is back in place at all campuses. We also are going to work with our frontline staff to make sure that we pause and we stop to make sure we know who's coming in and we understand what your business is when you come into the school. We apologize in advance for the inconvenience, but we know you're going to support us. We also have a visitor management system where we check ID or name and birthday. This is part of safety for the children and our staff. We have secure entry vestibules, it's layer three. Layer four has multiple components. We have surveillance cameras inside and outside all across the campuses with remote cloud access. We're making upgrades right now. We have a dedicated school resource officer, a Highland Park police officer, specially trained, dedicated to School District 112. In select areas, for obvious security reasons, I won't tell you where, but in select areas, we have bulletproof and bullet-resistant materials. It's simply a fact of life. Level five, we have blue point security. So just like you'll pull a station if there's a fire, here you can pull a station if there's a need for the police. We've also completely upgraded security at Northwood and Edgewood as part of phase one of our long-range security plans. What else? Over the past year and this summer, we've invested nearly $2 million for upgrades, for standardization. We're also looking at upgrading our intercom public address upgrade. We're also looking at expanding our door access system. Folks, we're researching right now weapons detection solutions, armed security, unarmed security, fencing, exterior call boxes, electronic door locks. With phase two planning of the long range plan and the potential referendum, we have architectural planning for safety and security. We wrote about this in the June, July Highlander that goes to every resident of Highland Park. And we're also have an ongoing commitment to making sure we're doing this in our planning right now. We meet on a regular basis with the police representatives of Highland Park, Highwood, Deerfield, Riverwoods, Bannockburn, all the fire departments too that feed to District 113. It includes school district personnel. We meet in person, we meet on Zoom. We review our safety procedures and our emergency action plans, some public, some not. We talk about drills and protocols. Recently on June 28th, there was a regional interdisciplinary building safety meeting. And last week in July, I met with our school safety security consultant, chief of police, deputy chief of police in a neighboring area, and some other folks. We're looking at an overarching violence response program. We're looking at the ALICE program, alert, lockdown, inform, counter, and evacuate, run, hide, fight program that we have. We're also looking at trauma training. You're aware through the communications I've said, we've just had recent training. What you may or may not know is we have planned Stop the Bleed training for our staff this summer. We do CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, and AED, automated external defibrillator training. It's ongoing. We have just scheduled trauma-informed staff training this summer before school starts. I sent you a comprehensive note in July, and I understand, again, some folks can read it and understand it. Some folks are not ready to read it. Some folks want certain things. I know we're at different stages, and I care. We all care. Please understand, schools are going to be open soon. We have new staff orientation August 15th. We have another regular school board meeting August 16th. We have all staff coming back with an institute day from school psychologist Dr. Doug Bolton on August 22nd. We have our students returning August 24th. Friends, before I close, I want to remind you on Tuesday, July 26th, this coming Tuesday, we have a school board meeting. We hold our meetings live in person here at the Green Bay Administration Center. You can watch it live. I want to take the moment in as many forms of communication as I can to say, we're aware, we're listening, we care, we have a heart, we're part of our community, we're proud to be part of our community, we're proud to welcome our nearly 4,000 students back in less than a month. We have significant time, energy, and financial investments and resources in safety and security. We're listening to suggestions and fears and concerns. We're doing research. We'll have an update and a discussion Tuesday night. This is ongoing. I thank you for your support of North Shore School District 112. And thank you reaching out to me and to the Board of Education. Our motto is inspire, innovate, and engage, and we'll continue to do so with love, care, compassion. Thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools in the North Shore School District 112. We're a PK-8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers and students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. This podcast can be listened to and heard on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Stitcher, and other sources are being added all the time. Please check back and subscribe to us to stay current with what's going on in North Shore School District 112. Please also visit our website at www.nssd112.org. Thank you so much for listening and for your interest.